This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And not far off, it is Umpqua Strong. Len McAllister in. You guys getting ready for it?
We are. Good morning, Kyle.
So tell us the date. Remind folks when it's coming up.
September 24th.
So one of the things that comes up right about now, though, is getting through this weekend is you want to get people registered really by Monday in a lot of ways.
We do. We hope to have everyone registered. Well, not everyone, but we want you to be registered by Monday at 11:59 p.m. to get your shirt. So don't miss out on that.
And where's the event going to be this year?
At Wildlife Safari.
Now, you've done it out there for, what, a couple years, right?
Yes, this will be the second year.
And talk about the course out there.
The course this year is going to start right there at the drive-thru. We're going to take off and go down Safari Road, and it's going to turn around for the 5Kers, come back, go up into the village for the 9Kers. You're going to go out down Looking Glass Road. You're going to go down towards, Winston City Hall, back up into Safari Village, and then end at the drive-thru.
So a little bit different than last year.
Yes, absolutely. We changed it up a little bit. We kind of listened to some of the participants last year. There were some concerns on the gravel, so we switched it up.
Yeah, gravel is always a little exciting when you're depending on whether you're going uphill or downhill.
So. Yes, it gets a little slippery.
So, now, Umpqua Strong, of course, a big event in the community. Talk about how it started.
It started after the UCC shooting. We wanted to bring honor and remembrance to those 9 precious lives, to the survivors, the first responders, and the community. We don't want to forget all of them, and we don't want to forget what happened. It was a tragic day, but we want to always remember those lives.
And an opportunity for people to do that and help out this way. So if somebody wants to get signed up, how do they do that?
They can go to umpquastrong.net. They can go there and register to walk, run, volunteer, and there's a free kids event.
Now, what are the kids going to be doing?
The kids have an event sponsored by Jody Barron at Edward Jones. There's 2 events, one for 4 to 7-year-olds and 8 to 11. So there's 2 different events, and she's got some fun activities for the kids.
So that is part of the day as well. Anything else going on in the course of things that morning?
Nope, that's all that we've got going on. Looks like we're also going to have possibly a pet, one of the animals out there from the Wildlife Safari for the kids.
All right, so a lot going on. But again, getting registered by Monday night, right?
Right. Oh, and don't forget, we are giving out 150 free passes to those that are registering. So don't miss out on that. Those are free drive-through passes for everyone who register.
All right. So, again, the deadline Monday evening to register and get a shirt. But if you miss that, you can still sign up, right?
Correct.
All right. And where do people go to find out more information?
They can go to umpquastrong.net.
All right, Lynn, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
8:35 with Morning Report.